Mm-hmm. Yeah, the children today don't have any of those. They're passed on. Their expressions. King's X was King's excuse it came from. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe came from Babylonians. We'd count off. We'd do meeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a nigga by the throat if you house down and go meeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, but that King's X, if you're, somebody was after you, if you're playing tag, and you said King's X, then they couldn't tag you. Mm-hmm. That meant you were tired and you had to stop and rest. King's X, and then they would have to run after somebody else.
Well, another expression besides King's X, though, wasn't it, Virginia?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of that in a thousand years.
Willie, Willie, we 1, 2, 3. To catch somebody, you had to hold them on or say,
Willie,
Willie, Willie, we 1, 2, 3. All of those are passing. Now, you're talking to already, and I think this, we was typical Southern on that because we played with the crowds.
Yeah.
But the Prisoner's Base and Fox the Geese, they were rough. The girls didn't play, you all didn't play Fox the Geese, did you?
We played that as teenagers with something else in mind.
Yeah, you played that. There was sex elements involved, probably, but real rough boys, sub-teenagers. Baseball and football, when we were older, this property over here was the largest, most available space for that house was built. That's what we built when we got married. But from here over to the edge of the, what do we call the place there? Montrose Court, that's right. Probably about 200, 150 yards in depth. Mm-hmm. This way and that way. And smooth, as well planted with Bermuda. There were sand lots and other places, no doubts, up on the southwest, southeast corner of Montesano and Walton Way had a large open space, a lot of trees in it. And we either would, yeah, and over the Henry Cumming place too, but that, no, that was filled with bushes. We'd play, we'd around here every afternoon when I was 10, 12, 13, 14 to play baseball or football. In season.
There were a good many tennis courts too, privately owned tennis courts.
Yeah, private tennis court, mm-hmm.
As a child, we played a great deal of tennis.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you ever have one of those things that goes up and down like that?
Seesaw.
Seesaw?
Teeter board, they call it in the north, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
They call it seesaw. A joggle board. Now, a joggle board is something you don't have up there because it's got to be a big pine board about that wide and about that thick, made of first growth yellow leaf, long leaf pine. And it had a lot of spring to it, a lot of resiliency, elasticity. And if you got a board now, we try to get some for the children. The only thing would bounce about 2-3 inches. So, two uprights, 10, 15 feet between the uprights, and you can sit on the jogging board, and it'd go up and down, and hit the enough people on enough board, never would break, but it's very, very resilient. And three or four children sit on that, and it'd bounce and bounce and bounce, finally bounce and hit the ground. It was still about 2 feet above the ground, foot and a half anyway. And the jogging board was in everybody's home, but you can't get that. I tried to, I was a whole house torn down when the children were young, and I tried to get a piece of that timber, believing it to be a good jogging board, old first growth pine. But I couldn't get any carpenter to build the uprights. The uprights are wooden rollers, so it'd give, see how they'd roll. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to be, but they were. Mm-hmm. And the seesaw. Of course, the jogging board made the seesaw. Just push one upright and push it all so it'd be equal.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Teeter board, they call it.
What about it where it's sort of fastened down the middle and you go around like that?
Yeah, those mechanical devices. By a sales roebuck now, we never had one.
No.
Well, yes, board. Wait a minute. We had a board merry-go-round, what do you call it?